Welcome, listeners from planet Earth, especially those near the equator this week. I'm Zaffman. This is the In Memory of John Peel Show, in association with KFFP Freeform Portland Radio. We have an astounding lineup for this show this week, with the return of the band Exec from Australia. A new band to us called Cock Womble, who named themselves apparently after David Cameron, was called that by some toff MP. Because they have some use after all. But yeah, there's lots of stuff. I'll tell you more, including actually a guitarist who's possibly as good as John Fahey. Lots of very obscure music, and it's all very wonderful. We're going to start with a band which sounds like one of these typical overproduced poppy things that I get sent all the time and have to reject and spend hours on every week. But it quickly turns into a very good rendition of Guided by Voices type sound. Here it is, Chastity with Sun Poisoning.
It's either nightmares, good or bad, not dreams.
Yes, most polodesque. Chastity, sun poisoning, as if poisoning Earth is not enough. Homemade Satan is the name of the album, appropriately, on Captured Tracks. And a quick a tip of the hat to Greta and her worldwide movement for climate justice, as they say. Gaia will have its way either way. I just don't like the fact that it's going to take all these lovely creatures with it as well as us. It's not, they don't deserve it. But enough of that. For 1 hour, we'll forget about it. Johnny Dowd, there's one to take your mind off it. This the discovery of Johnny Dowd, who's like a kind of crazy cowboy, Johnny Cash, I don't know, eccentric, wandering around the world, mostly in Europe, and making amazing albums every year. And anyway, this one's from 2015. Johnny Dowd, That's Your Wife on the Back of My Horse. We'll be right back. band's called Operator Music Band, and the new album is called Duo Duo. I don't know if it's a first or not. I think it is, and it's on Broken Circles Records. You can find all that kind of information out at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com, or you could, if you use things like Twitter, you can follow at World Cup of Music on there. Now, this next band is from Australia. They're called Exek, E-X-E-K. I first discovered them, I think, in 2015 and playlisted them then, and then lost contact with them. Now they've got three albums out. I'm very excited. This is from the new one. It's called Some Beautiful Species Left. And I'm going to play two tracks that kind of merge into each other. Plastic Swords Retractable, and then Some Background.
Thank you. from background, celestial bodies like territorial lands, attain the authority of influential ability. Each stab in the dark, consequent mark time, is at the time, unbeknownst, will either add or subtract, pay forward to the pool of significance, of cultural relevance,
waxing and waning.
Minimalissimo by Tradisi Bacchi, who I think is probably not Italian. But anyway, that was La Fin del Futuro, which I think means the end of future, doesn't it? Anyway, it's on NNA tapes. Excellent stuff. Right, we come to the band Cockwomble next. As I said, mentioned in the intro, the name Cockwomble was something that was, the former Prime Minister of Britain, David Cameron, was called that by some other MP, and the band thought it was marvellous and adopted the name. Quite right, too. They make music which is acerbic, but yet light and funny, quite clever. And all of their songs are about, you know, everyday aspects of British life, like supporting an AFC football team and stuff like that. And this one's called Radio One. It just about sums up my whole attitude to the mainstream commercial music industry.
It will get stuck in your head.
The album is called Fanfare, and that's Closing Ceremonies, and it's squeezed out of all this electronics by the man Dan Friel, who's been in the Festive 51 in previous years. He's quite an astounding musician of the modern type. Keeping with the complexity now, another musician, a very different type, Carl Stone, who could be as long in the tooth as I am even, but his vast knowledge, especially of Asian rhythms and stuff, he puts it in to his albums, and they are just complex and amazing. This latest album is called Himalaya. It's on Unseen Worlds. I could play any track off this. It's all so very interesting and great. I'm going to play you the first track, Han Yan.
We'll be right back.
from their album Diabolique. That's L'EP. And I could see an accidental theme emerging here. We started off with a track called Sun Poisoning. Then we had an album called The End of Future, The Fin del Futuro. And this one is called Une Lune Étrange. And my French, Chinese there. But I'm not sure. Does that mean the strange moon? I don't know. Anyway, you can tell me. This is the In Memory of John Peel show. You can find the podcast and playlist at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com. We are trying to raise some funds. And thanks to those of you who have increased your backing at Patreon, Zafman Music, PATREON.com. And also at Zafman. There's a general site where other people contributed there as well. Significantly, thank you very much for that. We're still under 50% of what we were, though, since the Brexit interruption of the main backers. All right, so if you can increase your thing by just a buck or two, or a dollar or a pound, or whatever it is, thanks. Now, Dross, this is another new band, and they're on a label called Computer Students, and Computer Students label promises to completely reinvent the way the money spread out amongst producers and bands, and from the ground up, it says. I don't know if that's all bullshit, but it doesn't look, it looks like it's good. But the music of Druce, the first band I heard on the label, is excellent. And this is called A Room.
Yeah. did someone make a sound, or did I dream? Is there something more before we close the door and take our leave? Read me something from the book on your knee.
Let the film run backwards. Let it roll.
Cutting Room Floor by Lead Bib. Yes, we let the whole track play. We don't talk over the tracks. Who's we? I mean, me, I mean. Yeah, there's so much good music on this show. We go through hundreds, thousands, in fact, of different acts every month. It's constant, almost every waking hour. And bring you the best music. I'm going to listen to this show again myself, as I usually do. Now, one person who wrote in, or you could do that by getting the podcast, of course, and just signing up on any of the, you know, Stitcher, iTunes, all that stuff. Radio Public is the best place to do it, where you're not dealing with corporate giants. I got a marvelous new supporter for the show called Bitey Rat, and Bitey Rat made lots of very interesting comments in his message, and one of the things he said, comparing the UK government and opposition to the Bash Street Kids, who were comic characters, very good. And one of the things he also said was that the only hope seems to be for the future is the Whigs. Now, I'm assuming he meant the Afghan Whigs. Well, no, I'm not actually, but I'm going to play you the Afghan Whigs, because that's my excuse. The Afghan Whigs and My Curse. This will be one of my songs that I want played when I die. ¶¶ Bruce Iman taking us out with When the Three Moons Rise Together. He's obviously been to this planet. Great. All right. Thanks for listening to the In Memory of John Peel Show with me, Zaffman. A goodbye, and we'll be back in a week because we've got too much good new music. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.